בריתי שלום. שלום רבי שלום. בריתי שלום. We are on page 166. We're talking about Simcha. Okay? Your name is Simcha? No, your name is Yaakov. That's why you're not smiling? Okay. I don't know, my wife has this theory that anyone whose name is Simcha is sad. So, because we saw a few people in our life
that
their name was Simcha and they weren't so sad. It was the tikkun to be with Simcha.
Simcha.
It was Rabbi Simcha. והאדם שכבר זכה להתעורר ולצאת לעבוד לתיקון הברית, הוא מבין שזה איסור גמור. And a person that already arose to want to work, to serve Hashem in תיקון הברית, he wants that תיקון הברית, הוא מבין שזה איסור גמור, he understands that all this, anything has to do with תיקון הברית is a complete איסור, there's no leniency here. הוא גם יודע את הדרך של התפילה וההתבודדות, and also he knows the way of תפילה וההתבודדות. הוא כבר במסלול של התיקון שלו. He's already on the fixing path. On the fixing path. שידע. So a person like this has to know. שעיקר היצר הרע שלו הוא ההסתרה על נקודת השמחה. The main יצר הרע is this hidden, איך הוא hide from him this point of simcha, being with simcha. Ki benekuda zo, because in this point of simcha, hiding the simcha, the yetzer hara yachol la'apil et ha'adam chas v'shalom. The yetzer hara, that's where he's going to cause the person to fall. Al yedei shemeshader lo kol hazman kama hu lo shaveh. How does the yetzer do it? He tells the person, look, you're not worth anything, you're not doing anything, you tireh. ויצרה מנסה לשכנע אותו שהוא לא רוצה באמת. ויצרה tries to convince him, you don't really want. That's what he wants to tell us. הוא מביא לו ראיות וטענות, and not only that, he brings us proofs and claims that for sure you don't want. So אומר לו, ויצרה tells him, אם היית רוצה באמת, if you really would have wanted, לא היית נכשל, you wouldn't have failed. אם נכשלת, and if you failed, זה סימן שאתה לא רוצה, means you don't want. סימן שאתה רוצה את האהבה. יצר tells you, you see? You want to look at women. That's who you are. That's who you really are. You really want to look around all day. והנפילה, and the fall they just fell, is the proof that באמת אתה לא רוצה. You don't really want. That's what the יצר tells us. עד שהאדם נשבר ונופל ומתייאש מכל העבודה. Until a person breaks, falls apart, he falls and he's in despair from this whole work of Tikkun HaBrit. אך כשיש לאדם את העבודה על קניית השמחה וההתחזקות, when a person has this עבודה, acquiring the simcha and strengthening yourself all the time, הוא יודע שכל המחשבות האלה הן כולן היצרה בעצמו. He knows that the יצרה, all these thoughts, this is the יצרה himself. Like Rav Arush told us earlier, it's written in the Zohar or something. What's Yetzer Tov? Good thoughts. What's Yetzer Ra? Bad thoughts. So if any bad thought is the Yetzer Ra, if it's a thought that tells you you're bad, it's Yetzer Ra telling you you're bad. Don't even listen to him. Ki tzarich ladat, we have to know, shekatuv bazor ha-kadosh, the Zohar says, she'en ratzon tov sh'neva, let ra'ud la'tavid it'avid. There's no good will of a person that's lost. A good will, not a good action. There's no good will of a person that is lost. You want it? Hashem writes, he wanted. He wanted to get up early in the morning. He wanted to guard his eyes today. Yeah, he wanted. I see his will. Hashem sees our will also. Kol ribuy haratzonot shelo shayu lo ad ata, right? All of these, so much will that he had until now, akol shamur etzel Hashem yitbarach. It's all saved by Hashem. It's all kept by Hashem. וכל התפילות וכל הזמנים שהשם עזר לו להישמר, and all the prayers and all the times that Hashem helped him to guard himself, be careful, הכל שמור אצל השם יתברך, it's all saved up. You don't lose from doing an avera, what you did the good before, it doesn't work like that. What you did good is good, it stays forever and ever. Ve'tedan, you should know. Sha'aledei she'nitchazek la'amshich lirtzot u'la'amshich litpalem. And through this, that you will continue strengthening yourself, continue wanting, continue praying, ata ta'aseh tshuva me'ahava, you're merit to do tshuva from ahava, from love. אפילו כל הזדונות יתהפכו לזכויות, כמו שזה זה ניומה, וחשם אמרת כזאת, זה היומי, that when someone does תשובה מאהבה, and Rav Aruch told us that means whoever does an hour, he goes every day, he tries, wants to do תשובה, he comes by himself to Hashem to do תשובה, right? He doesn't wait for Hashem to whack him. All of his זדונות, even all of his זדונות, all the things he did intentionally, right? Willfully. Right? That's how you say? Yitapchu lezchuyot. They all change to merits. Wow, it's beautiful, it's gorgeous. And I said earlier, I heard a mashal from Rav Shimon Teichner, but like a diamond, very expensive diamond, and then someone took it and made a scratch on it. Oy, oy, oy. If anyone knows that a scratch on a diamond makes the diamond lose its worth, and you know what to do. So this other different guy was working diamonds, he'd give me the diamond, don't worry. And he adds another scratch this way, and scratch that way, and he makes a beautiful blooming flower out of that scratch. And now without the first scratch, this flower won't be full. Now the diamond is worth so much more. More than a simple diamond, it has a beautiful flower on it. That's what it is when someone does tshuva me'ahava. Hashem takes all this donut, all the things he did willfully, he scratched his neshama. Hashem makes it beautiful. Makes a painting out of it. Sifran shel tzadikim. The books of tzadikim. Agmara Kedosha Omeret. The Holy Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tzayin on this. Sheberosh Hashana niftachim shlosha sfarim. On Rosh Hashanah, three books are open. Sefer shel tzadikim. The books of tzadikim. Sefer shel benonim. Books of the middle ones. The Sefer shel Rashaim. And the books of the Rashaim. Atzadikim, the righteous ones, nichtavi la'atar lechaim, immediately there are ascribed to life. Ro'im shekol bnei ha'olam, right? And the middle ones, they're rashaim right away, they're for death. And the middle ones, the benonim, medium ones, they have to wait till Rosh Hashanah. If they do tshuva, they're written for life. If they don't do tshuva, רואים, we see שכל בני האדם כתובים אצל השלום ואוכלו לפי מצבם המוחדים. We see from this Gemara that all people of the world are written by הקדוש ברוך הוא according to their spiritual situation. וצריכים לדעת, and we have to know, שכל אחד יכול לזכות להיכתב בספרן של הצדיקים. Everyone can merit to be written in the books of the tzadikim. והניסיון והבחירה בזה הוא ניסיון בכל יום ויום ובכל רגע ורגע. The test, right, and the free choice is a test of every single day, every moment. The kol metalui baratzon shel adam, and it all depends on a person's will. Ki haratzon hu lo rak hechrechi baderech shel tshuva. The will is not only necessary on the way to do tshuva. Not only necessary, you must have will in order to do tshuva. Ela shebekoach haratzon האדם יכול לזכות להיות ממש נחשב צדיק אמור. The power of will, a person can merit to be considered ממש a צדיק אמור, a complete צדיק. מספיק שאדם חושב בדעתו, אני לא רואה את החטאים. It's enough that a person thinks in his mind, I don't want the sin. I don't want the tithes. All my will is just to be like what Hashem wants me to be. כל רצוני הוא לחזור בתשובה. My whole will really is just to do תשובה. רגע, יעקב, don't go, you must hear the sentence. והקדוש ברוך הוא מקבל אותו כצדיק גמור. הקדוש ברוך הוא accepts him as a complete tzaddik. How do we know this? It's a Gemara and it's a Shulchan Aruch. It says like this. It's a Gemara and Shulchan Aruch. We'll just say in a second that when a person, he doesn't bring it, so I'll tell you it. Yeah? Through Hirur Tshuva, person just has a thought to Tshuva, I want to be good, I don't want to do any sins in my life, I just want to do Tshuva. He's considered a Tzadik Gamur. Where do we see this? If a person comes to a woman, Gemara Kiddushin, and he tells a woman, Arei at mekudeshet li al manat shani Tzadik Gamur. Right? you are mekudeshet to me, right? On condition that I'm complete tzaddik. What's the halacha? Mekudeshet. They're married. How come? What, he's the worst and the worst sinner in the world. He's all the avos in the world, he does every day. Mekudeshet. Why? Because it could be that at that moment that he gave her, he had a little tshuva, and then he was considered tzaddik gamur, and that's why she's married. That a second later he went and did avos? That's a different story. It's after he married her already. So we see halacha and shulchan aruch. The gemara brings down the gemara that even a person just has a thought of tshuva, it's tzaddik gamur. So we're all tzaddikim all the time. You see, Ezra, we're all tzaddikim.
Is it when he's getting married at the chuppah?
Also, that's tshuva.
Also, it's erased.
Only if he does tshuva.
Or if he does tshuva.
Yeah, it's like Yom Kippur. No, the machlok is about Yom Kippur. But let's say going to the mikvah, for example. In the mikvah, person doesn't think about tshuva, he doesn't do anything.
Do what he's doing in the tshuva.
Oh, yeah, it's tshuva. Top. Mincha. Remember? It's been a few years.
Yeah,
I didn't. You didn't do it anyways. You didn't know. Then the kibbutz didn't teach you, yes, I said?
What?
You went to that's the kibbutz, no?
Yeah, I didn't have married before we came to
Israel. Ah, you didn't know then, huh? Sadly, you did it a few times since, I think. Now no one can say, if I tell someone a tzaddik, he can't say he's not. Sure, he has a yirut tshuva, especially if you learn the chutz chesed. Sure, he has a yirut tshuva. He has shiurim from Rav Dror, from Rav Shalom. Sure, we're all complete tzaddikim. Teidaitim, should know well. Shashem yodea, Hashem knows. Shebichdei sheadam yamemet haretzonot shelo, v'yotziu ta me'akoch al hapoal. Hashem knows that in order for a person to actualize his potential, his will, right, to take it out from potential to action. Of course Hashem knows that it'll take him years of work. That's why Hashem is not looking for your actions. He wants you to want and start working. Wherever you're going to get it, it's not your problem. It's not your inyan. Because a person, what can he do in the world? He can want. Therefore the will is what changes into complete tzaddik. Not the actions. The will. He wants. Right? Like Gemara said also, but also the opposite. If a person has thoughts of an Avera, and Avera is referring to the Avera, it's worse than performing the Avera itself. Why? Thoughts, the thought, the will. Where's your will? Where's your will? You want to do something bad.
Why is it worse than doing it?
Because I'll tell you why. Because when a person just thinks about it, his imagination goes on and on and on. Every moment
they think about it. That's where they are.
Every moment he's there. But he doesn't have air. A second after he finished, he feels like an idiot. Anyways, it's over. Gone. Finished that air. The thought continues. Shem Yerachem. Ki bichdei lemamesh ot haratzonot, in order to. How do you say lemamesh? Lemamesh zchuyot, lemamesh.
Realize.
What?
Make them realize. To realize.
The realize?
Actualize.
With the S?
Actualize.
Actualize.
Yeah. Actualize.
The
real.
Action?
Yeah.
No. To realize it. To make
realize?
It real. To make them real.
To realize, okay. In order to realize your will, one needs to learn. You must learn about what he wants to reach. ולהתפלל, to pray, ולעבוד, to work on himself. והשם לא מצפה שהאדם יעשה עבודה של שנים ברגע אחד. השם does not anticipate that a person will do a work of years in one moment. ולכן גם רצון טוב, קטן, הוא חשוב לזה השם. Therefore, even a small little desire, will towards Hashem, is very important for Hashem. Oh, he's getting close to me. He's going towards the goal of his life. ואם האדם לא יעזוב את הרצון, if a person doesn't let go of the will, הוא יצליח להגיע לכל מה שירצה. He'll merit to reach whatever he wants. כי בדרך שאדם רוצה ללב, מוליכים אותו. The way a person wants to go, from שמיים, they'll make him go there. ומי שמתבונן בדברים, רואה שיש בזה חיזוק עצוב לכל אדם בכל מצב. someone who looks carefully at what we just said, he could see that it's an awesome, amazing chizuk for anyone in any situation. Shigayim avata masha avata. Also, if you went through what you went through already, and you did whatever averas a person did in life, even if he did the worst avera in the world, he murdered, I don't know what, whatever he did, the worst. You can be a complete tzaddik. Rak al yedei nigudat zon, even just through the will, through the desire. Maspik she'tearer l'tshuva. It's enough for you. Just think about it. You want to do tshuva. You want to be a better person, right? She'perusho, which means to think in your heart, I want to be like Hashem. The kodesh shekinim atam al pein. Of course, if a person stands in front of Hashem, Hashem, I want and says it, I want to be like what you want me to be. And already you're considered a tzaddik gamur. Ve'im ta'aleh chazak v'da'adiyah chazak v'da'adcha chazak v'atzanot shalai. And if you keep this strongly in your mind and you're strong with what you want, tamshich etate tshuva me'ahava, you'll continue and you'll do tshuva me'ahava because you love Hashem. Ve'tizkeh la'hapoch ta'avonot v'zechuyot, you'll merit to turn over all your sins into merits. Ve'kol sheken im ata oseh chatzi sha'a v'chol yom v'chanen l'achto. And of course, if a person, this is only for hilul tshuva. Of course, if a person doesn't half an hour every day, he wants to do Shmirat Abrit, he wants to guard his eyes. And all he does in that half an hour just to be like Hashem, to be whatever Hashem wants me to be. You can, of course, you consider a complete tzaddik. You can't let anything in life make you weak from this. Yes, Yaakov.
So I was thinking today about Rabbeinu promised that he had the power to move your tefillah onto something that is more important, the most important thing, right?
Yeah.
So why do we have to do half power on guarding our eyes?
What do you want to do it on, eating ice cream?
No, but it doesn't matter where it's going. It's going to go exactly to the perfect place. Why are we doing half power on something? I'm told to do half hour every day on the same thing.
Strengthen your own will.
I don't know.
You, for you. Why do we dive in at all? For us. To make us our connection. By the way, I must add something with Rabbi Nathan Lindy Kutalachot we met yesterday. That the main way how to connect from this low world to Hashem is through.
Just bunny dude.
No, that's not what we learned yesterday. How do we, the main way? Kutalachot. Only through singing.
Oh, singing, yeah.
Singing and praising Hashem and also saying Tehillim, all the praises.
You can sing, right?
You can sing, but also you can sing without it, but it also. But that's the main way of connecting to Hashem. That's what Rabbeinu Aviatan writes. He says he heard it from Rabbeinu himself. So, now we're going to Rabbi Shmuel Shapira.
One second.